بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب وقال أيضا ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected huffaz, respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I received a few phone calls last week on a social level. And the common theme around these phone calls were, Maulana, I provide everything for my son, or I provide everything for my daughter. Whatever materially possible I can do, I do. But yet they are not happy. And I get a lady who calls me and he says, Maulana, you know, I try everything possible to make my husband happy. But yet he is not happy. Then I get a husband who calls me and he says, Maulana, you know, I buy everything for my wife. Everything that she wants, I buy for her. Clothing, jewelry, whatever she needs in the house. She needs to go on a holiday, I take her on a holiday. Whatever material items that she needs to make herself happy, I am at her disposal. So this was the common theme around the social problems that I had encountered in the past 2 weeks. And they say, Maulanas are not busy in a country. Nevertheless, friends, where is happiness? Where is happiness? More than 5 billion people are searching for it. But where is it? You see, if happiness was in the hand, then the person whose wrist is adorned with a designer watch worth thousands of rands, or a person whose fingers are adorned with a ring worth thousands of rands, or the one who counts huge bundles of money at the end of the day, would always be happy. If happiness was in the eye, then the person who lives in the most scenic of places, with his most luxurious, expensive, and eye-catching possessions would always be happy. If happiness was in the stomach, then the person who's feasting on the most delicate foods that the world can give him, on the delicacies of the foods of this world, and the person who is perhaps eating the most simple basic food would always be unhappy. However, respected elders and friends, nobody has found and nobody will find happiness in possessions and objects. So where is happiness? Happiness is in the heart. And listen to the words of the greatest psychologist who ever threaded the face of this earth. Nabi Pak Muhammad Mustafa alayhi salatu wassalam. He said, Ala inna fil jasadi mudghah. That behold and open your ears and listen, there is a piece of flesh in the body. Idha saluhat saluhal jasadu kullu. If that piece of flesh is correct, if that piece of flesh is nurtured, if that piece of flesh knows its object and its purpose in life, then it will permeate the entire body. On the other hand, وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ, if that piece of flesh is corrupt, if that piece of flesh is looking for happiness in objects and possessions, then this will also permeate in the whole body. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. And know that piece of flesh is the heart. That piece of flesh is the heart. Now, respected elders and friends, if the heart is happy, then this joy would permeate every part of the body, irrespective of whether the hand does not have a rend, irrespective of whether the stomach has only been filled with bread and water, irrespective of whether the person is a known or unknown person in society. Now the question is, how do we achieve this happiness? The foundation of happiness is Iman. The foundation of happiness is Iman. And the pillars of happiness are righteous actions and the qualities of Iman. So beautifully, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the noble Quran has mentioned this fact. He says, Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha. That person who does righteous actions, be it male or female. Ya Allah took the liberty to mention both male and female. Wa huwa mu'min. And that person has Iman in Allah. The outcome of this would be exactly what we are saying. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah says, we will give him a nice life. We will grant him a life of happiness. So the foundation of happiness is Iman. And the pillars that hold this are good deeds and the qualities of Iman. Respected elders and friends, among the foremost qualities of Iman that brings happiness to one's life and brings peace and tranquility to one's life is what is known as contentment. And this is what our topic will be about today. You see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, verily, true wealth. When would we say a person is rich? When would we say that this person is wealthy? Friends, true wealth lies in the contentment of the heart. And so beautifully he has mentioned this fact. لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ. True wealth does not lie in possessions. وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. But true wealth, a wealthy person is that person who is contented. Now friends, in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in describing contentment, has mentioned it is such wealth. It is such wealth that will never be exhausted. It is such wealth that will never come to an end. Wahab ibn Munabbah expressed this reality in the form of a beautiful anecdote. Listen to this, what he said. He said, respect and wealth one day went out in search of a companion. Respect and wealth went out one day in search of a companion. They went to look for a friend. They met contentment and they permanently stayed over with him. Respected elders and friends, the message is clear. Respect and true wealth is to be found in contentment. Otherwise, one will be forever poor and miserable despite owning billions. Now, what does contentment mean? Contentment basically refers to being happy with that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed a person with. It entails living in one's means. However, contentment does not bar one from possessing any comfort or luxury. It does not say that you cannot possess an item. It does not prevent a person from buying anything luxurious for himself. However, it is opposed to buying merely to enhance one's status or to avoid being regarded as old-fashioned by others. If a person is buying an item out of sincere need, alhamdulillah, not a problem. But if he is buying it for status purposes, or if he is buying it with regard to the fact that people will regard him as old-fashioned, and there is a problem. So contentment is the opposite of materialism. Therefore, friends, if contentment has the capacity and the ability to offer peace and happiness, then the opposite of that, materialism, will bring unhappiness and misery. The false promise of materialism lies in the fact that happiness lies in accumulating possessions, chasing after material pursuits, and presenting a right image. Now, a simple example of this is the obsession with branded garments and other items. Such is the obsession, friends, such is the obsession that the person has to have the right image even if he cannot afford the original branded item. A fake will also do. Allah. So even if he cannot afford the original item, then even a fake will do. But you must have the right image, even if you have to fake it. Even if you have to fake it. Now, respected elders and friends, has this really given anyone happiness? This is from the perspective of Islam. Now, those who might say that in this time and age, it's a bit old-fashioned to speak these type of things, you know. Listen to this. Those who might perhaps believe in research, you know, they say, give us proof. Those who believe in research, extensive studies conducted by psychologists confirm that people who focus on wealth, on possessions, on image, and on fame suffer from the following problems to a far greater degree than non-materialistic people. This is a study that has been done by psychologists. If you want, read the book, The High Price of Materialism. Pages 9 to 17, High Price of Materialism, you will find the research mentioned there. So they go on to say that those who focus focus on possessions, they suffer from the following. Low psychological well-being. They suffer from increased feeling of anger. They become angry with themselves. Why have I not possessed that possession? They suffer, or they have difficulty with attention, what we call ADD. They are prone to impulsive behavior. They have significantly higher levels of depression and anxiety. They lack generosity. They are consumed by envy and jealousy, and are overall less satisfied with life than those who are non-materialistically inclined. This was a study that was recently done by a group of psychologists. Now, respected elders and friends, Islam has emphasized adopting simplicity. It has not forbidden the use of luxuries. Wallah, Islam has not forbidden the use of luxuries. Acquiring luxuries is subject to the following conditions. First, one can afford it with halal earnings. It does not entail wastage. It is not done for some name and fame purposes. Islam doesn't have a problem with that. If you have halal earnings, you want to wear the best of clothes, you want to have the best of possessions, no problem. However, acquiring luxuries that is beyond one's means, acquiring luxuries and possessions so that a person can fit into the crowd, this Islam has forbidden. Respected elders and friends, on the contrary, a person who is content, you will notice he always remains happy. The content person, he keeps looking to himself to try and improve his inner qualities. Whilst a materialistic person is always trying to concern himself with the outer image, with the outer qualities, a content person, one benefit is that he will always be focused on inner qualities. And that is what maketh a man. Manners maketh a man. So when a person is contented, then inshallah he will focus on his inner qualities. And this would bring increased happiness in him. Therefore, this requires a change in our mindsets. And what better time, respected elders and friends, for us to focus that we are coming to the great month of Ramadan. And part of the reason that we fast is that we understand the pain and the hunger of those who have not been blessed with these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and brothers, the importance that we give to material pursuits, the importance that we give to image, the importance that we give to social status and wealth must be shifted to true dini values. The focus must be on Allah consciousness, on simplicity, contentment, generosity, caring and sharing, love and respect for one's elders and parents, and so forth. Striving to acquire such inner qualities, inshallah, will bring a life filled with happiness in this world and unimaginable rewards in the year after. Otherwise, a life without values, listen to this, a life without values is a valueless life. A life without values is a valueless life. And the values and qualities that we have described above are achieved by acquiring the companionship of the pious people, by acquiring the companionship of the ulama, of those who are learned, and by taking mashwara in our decision making, whether it be with regard to whatever it may be, our social life, our business life. Let us focus on the people that are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us try to take our decisions from these people inshallah, we will find great amount of barakah and blessings in our life. Respected elders and friends, we need to understand that the wealth that we possess is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the system of Allah, the tables turn. Fortunate is that person who can be simple in riches as well as in poverty. Inshallah, he will not suffer the consequences. May Allah forbid, tomorrow if something happens, he will still be the same person. Respected elders and friends, the wealth that Allah has given us is a great amanah, it is a great trust. And how we earn that wealth and how we spend that wealth, we will be questioned about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our wealth and our lives for the service of His deen, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Respected elders and brothers, I have just received a message here that cars have been parked illegally and unconsiderately at Sunny Shell, here at the Shell garage. And then the note further goes on to say, this is despite provisions being made for musallis, the tyres of these cars have been clamped. Management of Shell. Inshallah, tomorrow, that is Saturday, at around 2:30 to 3 o'clock. We have a special program for our mothers and sisters, the pre-Ramadan preparation, inshallah. Not the savouries. Those are prepared already, alhamdulillah, mashallah. The freezers are well stocked. This is with regard to the spiritual aspect, inshallah, of Ramadan, as well as the physical aspect, inshallah. If a person is healthy, then he can make ibadah in the month of Ramadan, and he can exert himself or herself, inshallah, to get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both the physical aspect, alhamdulillah, we have a very renowned doctor from our area, inshallah, who will be addressing us on the health aspect of the month of Ramadan, and an anima of our area, inshallah, who will be addressing the spiritual aspect, inshallah. So this talk is for our mothers and sisters, inshallah, tomorrow at the basement of our masjid here at the bottom, 2:30 to 3 o'clock. Let us encourage our mothers and sisters to attend. Then inshallah, on Sunday after the Asr Salah, the foundation laying ceremony, inshallah, will take place at Northcliff Masjid. Inshallah, great, momentous, historic occasion for our area, alhamdulillah, that we see another house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our ibadah, may Allah increase our masajid, our madaris, in our areas, inshallah. So indeed, this is a very joyous and a happy moment. So inshallah, after the Asr, the Asr is at Azan at 4, at 4:15 is Jamaat, and immediately after that, the laying ceremony will take place, and there will be a dua made after that, inshallah. Then on Monday after the Isha Salah, inshallah, there will be a special program concerning Laylatul Bara'ah. Alhamdulillah, we find ourselves in the month of Sha'ban, and inshallah, on Tuesday will be the 15th of Sha'ban. So on Monday night, inshallah, special advices and pertaining to this night, inshallah, and the greatest of this night will take place here at Masjid al-Rahmah, inshallah, after the Isha Salah. Let us try to attend these programs. Jazakumullah.